He was married, but he met this Indian lady, and he did marry her. So we do have a little Indian in us, blood in us, but so far back, you know, but there was quite a mixture. I think there was Scotch and English and Dutch. And some of us can't speak very well. We always said it was a Dutch in us. I don't know.
So your father was a farmer.
No, he wasn't a farmer. He was an oil driller.
Okay.
And when I was a child, for months, maybe 2 or 3 months, he would go off somewhere and drill a well. In those days, he went to Texas, as far as Texas and Oklahoma. And that was the way he supported the ranch and the farm to get it started.
I see.
And he would send money home, and he'd come home every 2 or 3 months, and presents and things, you know, and then he would go back and work in the oil fields again. So later years, then he retired, quit his oil field after things got started, and everything was going just fine until the Depression. And then later, after he lost the farm there, they had a little store out at Clay Creek, which is about 14 miles south of here. And they were there for years and years until they retired. And they were in their 80s when they quit that. And they had so many friends and people that would stop there, a storm, they'd stop and they'd stay all night, you know. And when they both died, they were in their 90s, and they still was getting Christmas cards from people that they had helped over a stormy night, you know. Yeah. So.
Did your parents, I'm just wondering if they, again, this is probably a moot question since they lived out in the country, but did they belong to any clubs or organizations at all? Do you remember if your father or mother belonged to?
No. They were just, our clubs was our neighbors, and we'd get together for picnics or things like that. We didn't have any clubs. And I'm not a club woman either.
I was going to ask you, are you?
I belong to the Isla Vista Club and the Historical Society.
Okay.
One time I belonged to the saunas when I had my studio, but I don't belong to that anymore.
Okay. Just while I'm on it, let me ask you about, do you remember your mother's parents?
I remember her father.
Do you know their names? Or their last names?
Well, his name was...
Okay.
But Jim. His name was Jim.
Okay. And your mother's people would have been from... Well, they would have been from here, right? No, they would have been from Oklahoma?
No. They originated from Pennsylvania, and they moved to Caney, Kansas.
Right. That's the woman who brought her kids. Right, to Kansas. Okay. And so.
And there was a story there that I always thought was interesting. I heard them. They were quite well-to-do, my great-grandmother and her husband, and they was quite well-to-do. And I guess in those days they didn't have banks. And he loaned money to people that needed money. And when he was killed by this horse, in those days, the women didn't know anything about business or the family business or anything. So she didn't know who owed him money or anything. So there was quite a loss in money because people didn't come and pay her either. And so then that's when she decided to move west. So I think she came to Kansas in a covered wagon and everything.
That is really something.
So. But she did have enough money to do that and to come west with her children.
Yeah. So she homesteaded there.
Yes.
That's what she did with her children. And your father's people, now what was his parents' name? Do you know their names?
I believe his father's name was Abe Clark.
And they were